Okay, talking to Coach Cubitt. Talk about a game like this where, you know, Washington had 600-some yards, and yet you guys, you know, were able to cut it to, you know, does that make you feel good that you were able to, you know, capitalize on the opportunity?
What made me feel good was that the way our kids reacted.
Yeah.
They could have just folded the tent. You know, and they could have gone back the last year and a half and just say, you know what, you know, it's all over again. They did.
Yeah.
And it was a pleasure to watch those kids go get after it as much as they did. And I think, you know, it should help us in the when we get, you know, further into the season.
Tell me about your faith in Aaron Bailey, putting him in there, fourth down, chance to cut the game to one possession game. I mean, what's, you know, that's big shoes for the freshman.
Yeah, and, you know, we trust him. You know, we give him a limited package, and he goes out there, and this is what you do, and be pretty good at it.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, we had a sequence of plays that we wanted, you know, the reverse pass, and then that was the second one. You know, because we had shown some tendencies on the other way. So, you know, and Aaron, I was really happy with him, you know, because he's getting some valuable game experience in some key situations.
Did I see a Statue of Liberty out there today?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, around the Statue of Liberty. We double reverse, of course, the double reverse pass.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... We got to generate stuff.
Yeah, is that the reason? I mean, you've you know, there have been more triggeration in the last three games than maybe the last 5 years of Illinois football. Is that you try and generate offense that way?
Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's one way you keep the other guys on edge, and you know, it's if you're not going to go out there and be in Alabama, or we're just going to run it down there, and you know, just this is what we got to do.
Yeah.
You know, and so. You know, but the good thing about it is, you know, we pick what we're going to do, and then we work like a madman during the week, getting that thing done.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the drive in the third quarter where you switch mostly to a run. You're running Nate a little bit. I think Washington came out with like almost a dime package for that, and you ran right at him. Are you reading defense there? Are you scripting those plays? What's that process like?
Well, we went in at halftime, and you know, we had the, you know, I thought the rush was bothering us a little.
Mm-hmm.
So let's run them up the field and let's run some draw. You know, fortunately, we have a guy like Nate that can handle that stuff there. So
mm-hmm.
you know, we have one more guy that blocking than they had because they were playing a little bit more man and playing some zone with outside leverage. So, you know, unfortunately, it worked out pretty good for us. And I thought Nate did a good job. And, you know, you fear they go back off the bench, you know, and they're going to come up with something else. So
mm-hmm.
you got to be one step ahead of the game. And unfortunately, you know, we got a pass tip, but Ryan Langford's kind of running clean.
Yeah.
You know, and he got tipped. And, you know, just one of those nights.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks.